It's good because you can get your visual on through audio with Man Behind the Machine. And I like that.
In a galaxy
far away,
far away. Nerd, geek, spaz, dweeby, freakazoid, weirdo.
Nerds!
Nerds.
Nerds.
Nerds!
What is a nerd?
There's a roommate, pal!
I'm not kissing a nerd.
You know karate? I know. Good. I know what we're gonna do.
That she wore for the first time today.
A rebel and a recluse.
I can't believe this is really happening to me.
Before this day is over, they'll break the rules.
Chicks cannot hold their smoke. That's what it is.
Bare their souls.
I'm a nature man.
Your parents will.
Take some chances.
I'm not kissing you.
You know karate? No, good.
Happy New Year, Man Behind the Machine.
You break it, I fix it. You break it, I fix it. You break it, I fix it.
Must still be there.
Come on.
Into my mind and taken the memory of somewhere I've been.
Obsoleto. You break it, I fix it. Obsoleto.
I was at a break, you break it, I fix it store or something like that. And I wanted to get a printer fixed. And the guy's like, don't even bother. Just get a new one. This is the guy that fixes them. And he said that the companies that produce printers, they lose money. They don't even make money on printers. They make money on the ink cartridges. So these guys who are in the recycling business or in the repair business, they don't even fix them. And he said they would charge me more than just to buy it. Right?
Actually, I knew that because I recently did a similar thing. I was trying to, like, buy empty ink cartridges to use in a printer and fill them with my own, like, handmade ink using these pigments that are, like, super, super saturated.
Yeah.
For the attempt of making, like, really vibrant, like, prints of some kind.
Yeah.
And it was either ridiculously expensive or just, like, impossible to get empty carts for this printer I had. Because they come with there's, like, a little, it almost looks like a SIM card. There's a chip on it that you, the printer will read, and it can lock you out. If it's not, like, the manufacturer made, it'll lock you out. And or when the cartridge, like, it doesn't even detect if the cartridge is empty. It literally has, like, a set number, so before it, like, turns itself off. So sometimes people are saying they'll like, take out the cartridge and replace it, and there's still, like, a third of the ink left in it, but the printer just, like, won't accept it.
Crazy.
Really
it
weird.
Almost makes you think if it's forced obsolescence. You've heard about this before, right?
Yeah.
Where they intentionally manufacture that, they intentionally force this, force these things into disrepair, you know?
Yeah. It's very wasteful at the least.
Obsolescence. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Sorry. It's kind of a tangent.
So I haven't updated the firmware on the Atari game station. So we make a new cassette tape recording. New cassette tape for a new year.
Testing 1-2, testing 1-2. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2.
I'm gonna get back on it now that the New Year's is here. Gonna test some things out, update some firmware, downgrade. Yeah, but Dr. Obsoleto, what if I have to upgrade my firmware to downgrade Obsoleto?
Computers, Commodore 64, Atari 2600, Apple II, IBM PC, ZX Spectrum, Commodore VIC 20, TRES 80, Atari 800, Sinclair NES, Nintendo Entertainment System, Sinclair ZX Spectrum, Commodore Amiga, Atari ST, Macintosh 128K, IBM PC, JR NEC PC 8801, NEC PC 9801, Tandy TRES 80, NEC PC 98, 1982, IBM PC XT, 1983, Atari ST, 1985, 1. Acorn Archimedes, 2. BBC Micro.
I'm not kissing a nerd.
You know karate?
No, good.
I know what we're gonna do.
7-0-100.
Man, I don't know. A brain, a beauty, a jock, a rebel, and a recluse.
I can't believe this is really happening to me.
Before this day is over, they'll break the rules.
Can I hold it?
Bare their souls.
Let's go.
Your parents are raised?
Take some chances.
Being bad for us pretty good.
And touch each other in a way they never dreamed possible. The Breakfast Club. They only met once.
You don't have to be.
but it changed their lives forever.
Yeah, I consider you guys my friend.
What if,
I'm not wrong, am I?
Universal Pictures presents Emilio Estevez, Paul Gleason, Anthony Michael Hall,
you are a bird.
Judd Nelson,
Molly you Rinsen, are a bird.
And Ali Sheedy in a John Hughes film.
You are a bird.
This call will be recorded for quality and training
purposes. Obsoleto.
Please listen closely as our menu options have recently changed. If you are a Motor Club representative, please press 1. If you are awaiting roadside assistance, please press 2. If you are to receive an updated ETA, please press 1. To cancel a service request, press 2. To establish new service, press 3.
Obsoleto.
For any additional requests, press 4. A representative will be with you momentarily. Thank you for your patience. What is the reason for your... Thank you for calling Auto Rescue Fleet. This call will be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Hey, this roadside assistance.
Okay, we're back on the road. Obsoleto. We're going to Dr. Claw's birthday party. Yeah, baby. Yeah, Dr. Obsoleto. And it's Dr. Claw's birthday, so let's wish him a happy birthday. Yeah, rock the cradle of love, right? So I had to deal with a bunch of stuff today, as you heard. The car broke down. Oh, we had to get back online, you know? Rock the cradle of love, Obsoleto. You just got to keep going ahead. You can't let keep things stop you. Don't give up. Have a great new year, everybody. Thank you for listening and supporting. If you weren't listening and subscribing, I wouldn't continue this. So I really appreciate people. Please let people know.
Continue
at
straight.
Least subscribe. You know, tell your friends and family, people that love the geek, you know, electronic music, a Commodore, Atari, whatever, vintage computers, any technology, you're welcome. Everybody is welcome at Man Behind the Machine. Thank you for sending your comments, your voicemails.
Use the right lane to take exit 62 towards St. Paul.
Me and would love it all. See? Yeah.
Take the exit.
Not right now. Time's a new tour.
In 3/4 of a mile, keep left to merge onto US 52 North towards St. Paul.
Cry until dawn. Obsoleto.
You say I'm a dreamer.
We're two of a kind, see?
We're two of a kind. We're both of us searching for some perfect world.
Keep left to merge onto US 52 North towards St. Paul.
So far.
Yeah. Go far away. Back on the road, okay? We'll be there soon, and then I'll update you with Dr. Claw. I gotta get back to driving here. Oh, oh, oh. Stay with me. Okay, we're arriving here.
Through Sunday, in the annual Minneapolis thing into the mid-30s. That's your Twin Cities weather.
Okay, we've arrived at Dr. Claw's birthday party.
The destination is on your right.
Yeah, excited to celebrate his birthday, the new year.
and everything retro. So this is my Amiga buddy Dr. Claw and Linux and etc, 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 Steam Deck, Raspberry Pi, etc, 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 Atari, etc, etc. I'll stop with the etc. But here we go, Dr. Claw, Obsoleto. Thanks for listening, man, mind the machine. Okay, just getting out of the car here. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Birthday, Dr. Claw. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Obsoleto. Happy birthday to you. Mm-hmm. Okay, where is he? He just woke up, so. Hello? Dr. Claw? Dr. Claw, are you there? Hello? 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 There he is. Dr. Claw? Hello? Are you there? Hey!
Hi!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
What is this?
Happy birthday, Dr. Claw. Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Do you want me to sing like Marilyn?
No, that's fine. You don't
happy
need to be all sexy.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Technically, my birthday is tomorrow, but
well, good to see you.
Yes, thank
you. How
you
doing?
Not too bad. Did you bring a Commodore, or is that what this is?
Commodore 64.
Oh, okay.
Signed by Bill Hurd and others.
Do you have a screen for it?
Jerry and Jim Brain.
Is that what you want to hook up and play?
Okay. Are Commodores allowed? Or?
Yeah. No,
okay.
Yeah.
8-bit computing is allowed? Happy birthday. How you doing? Yeah, it said Commander deck with Magic the Gathering. I just found out that there's a total of two Magic the Gathering video games that's ever been done.
Well, there's more than that.
More?
Oh, there's a lot more than two.
Because the Wikipedia page says two. Two. Isn't that funny?
That's what's way off.
Way off.
Oh, yeah. There is... been several Magic games.
Video games?
There's been two major online ones. It's probably what it's referring to.
Okay. But many different ones? Like on what systems?
PC, console. I mean, they've made Magic the Gathering games for console.
They have?
They had an original one for PC that wasn't multiplayer. They have tons of them for your phone, Android, tablets.
Okay. Handheld consoles, Game Boys,
everything.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Right?
It says you're not wearing your seatbelt.
Okay.
It's going to do that to you.
Yeah, because I was wondering, like, I haven't looked at that on the list of games that you gave me, but now I'm curious to look through the M section and see if there's anything, any Magic games for like Sega or Nintendo. I don't remember Nintendo.
I don't know if Nintendo ever had any.
Maybe that was too early.
The new Nintendo, the Switch,
okay.
I don't know if they have anything for the old ones. For that one, I don't know.
Okay. Yes, because I understand Wizards of the Coast published it, you know, published Magic, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be very closely aligned with D&D. You know, so I always ask, like, why didn't they just call it D&D instead of magic? If it was so aligned with it.
It really isn't, though.
No?
Not at all. The spells are very different.
Okay.
Fireball, like, in magic, is not anywhere near what it is in D&D. Like, D&D Fireball is a much more powerful spell.
Okay. And then there's no dice rolling in magic?
A lot of people will use dice at the beginning to decide who goes first, but that's about it.
Okay.
And a lot of people will use dice as counters for things.
Yeah.
To keep track of, like, let's that, like, a good example is they had, back the last time that I was actively playing, they had a set out. It wasn't the current set, but they had, trying to remember what it was called. Basically, instead of doing damage to your character, it attached poison counters for its damage.
Okay.
And poison counters, you can only have half as much. It does, you know, they count as two damage, basically. It's the best way to look at it, each. So it was a really powerful mechanic.
Oh. And so there's nothing against you using mechanics of D&D in magic, like dice rolls?
You can't mix the two together at all. No, they're absolutely separate, entirely different things.
You can't.
Have you never played magic?
Never.
Oh, man.
No. I mean, I've seen them. I've seen the cards, but never really played them.
Well, it's been so long, I'm probably not the right person to teach you because I haven't played it in years because it's expensive to keep up
with. That's what I heard.
You can get a game for your computer and play it on the computer and it will teach you how to play. And they give you so many free cards and you could actually be just a completely free player. You don't have to buy anything with that.
Yeah.
Okay. And you earn them by playing games. Basically, going out there with your weak cards and getting your ass beat by people that spend money on cards. So you get to play for free and they give you a little trickle of cards so that slowly but surely you'll be a decent player.
Okay. Right, but at least you'll start to learn it.
You'll learn it, but you're going to lose a lot. Unless you come across another person who also is new and doesn't have it. Now, the nice thing is the online cards are yours forever.
Okay.
They can't get ruined by getting wet or something, so they're always mint. And you can trade and do things like that. So it's not any different, really, than the real cards, except for you don't have to worry about the damage.
Interesting.
I have one hell of a magic collection on Magic Online.
Yeah.
And I have a pretty good set of decks on the newer online.
Okay.
But I haven't played either one in a long time. Wow, they are busy today.
Ooh.
In my butcher shop.
So the... Yeah.
All right, well, come on with.
And then you've got your traditional deck that you play.
Card.
Rob Salido. Thanks for listening. Man, behind the machine. Yeah. But you started playing with people in person years ago?
I have Magic cards. Yeah. I played in person.
Do you know if they created a Harry Potter deck?
I think not.
For Magic, but its own game.
Because
it has its own universe, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they did it. They have these crossover things that they're doing here. They're bringing stuff in. I know they have a Lord of the Rings for Magic.
Yeah, that's what I... Okay. All right.
Early today.
Yeah, I have the Lord of the Rings deck, but not for Magic. Its own system. So somebody was playing Baldur's Gate yesterday on PS5, and they said it's like playing D&D.
It is very, very D&D like.
Is it?
There are some things that they've changed because they've definitely homeschooled some rules.
Okay.
Homebrew, or however you want to call it. Some of the rules to that.
What do you mean?
Well, some things you can do. differently in that game, for instance? So, I'm trying to think of a good example. Like jumping. Jumping's one of the things. So yep. in traditional D&D, jumping, it takes, you know, so much of your movement speed. Did you try it?
Yeah, I will, yeah.
It open for you so you can eat it right away. Otherwise, it's not
open. You want one?
I'm good right now. I got a whole bag. I'm going to eat at home later.
Oh.
Kipper beef is basically beef jerky, but they re-soak it in the juice that they make the jerky with.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
And so it's just super juicy.
Juicy, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They have lots of flavors. Colorado's my favorite.
Yummy.
I don't even know what's in it, but I think it's delicious. I get a little bit larger packages of it, and I'll have that for lunch. I literally make that my lunch.
Wow. Yummy. So the Baldur's Gate, they kind of made it D&D?
Oh, yeah. If you have a Steam Deck, you can play that on there.
Okay. So the same PS5 is ported on different systems?
No, it's made for computer and imported to different systems.
Oh, okay. So Baldur's Gate is like playing D&D in a way for a computer?
Yeah, like when you go and do something and it's there's going to be, you know, difficulty challenges. DC, or the DC checks as they call it for short.
I heard that there's like dice rolling as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You roll dice. So like when you do your move, you roll the dice.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they've actually put that into the gameplay where the dice rolls.
Yeah.
Right? And you see the random number generator.
You see it roll. Yeah. You see it actually roll the dice, yeah.
No. So Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Do you think it's one of the best games? The role-playing game?
I definitely think that because of the design and the fact that they took it after the actual world and everything.
Yeah.
That, yeah, one of the best ones they've ever made.
No, but do you think it's one of the best, like, fantasy role-playing games in the past year or so?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure?
It for sure deserves to be...
the accolade?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No question it deserves a game.
I don't know. I kind of got the sense of that by people talking about it, and it's I think you've talked about it before.
A lot of video game manufacturers are doing all these like microtransactions and other just dumb stuff. Like, here, you buy our game, but then we're going to want to charge you up the wazoo for all this additional stuff.
Right.
Well, people don't quite like that.
Right. They don't like it.
Yeah, people don't want to have that done to them.
It's just weird.
Okay. Here's a treat for your puppy.
Give me a discount.
50-85. Yeah, so whenever you come in, just ask for a...
Oh, I will.
Yeah, the graphics and then all of the sound. I was listening to the soundtrack for Baldur's Gate.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, it's epic, huh?
Oh, yeah. I bought the upgraded...
He bought the upgraded Baldur's Gate. Let's see what he says here. Dr. Claw about Baldur's Gate and all the different systems here that you could play it on Steam, a PC, or PS5.
Version of it.
Oh, you did?
So that I could get the digital soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
So that I could put it into our campaign. Like, some of the music is in... Like, all of the music from that game is in... Yeah. In the web game that we play.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I took a bunch of different video games. I took Final Fantasy VII. I took Baldur's Gate. To Chrono Trigger and Dragon Age Origins. I took all the music from all those games and I added them in.
Dragon Age, that's another game?
That's a really old one.
Oh, okay. For PC?
Yeah. Well, I think they made that for everything, too. Dragon Age was really popular.
What year do you know?
It's going to beep every couple minutes.
Do you know what year that is?
Dragon Age? Oh, God, that one's old now. I bet that'd run fine on your laptop. It's that old, no question.
Dragon Age. It's like abandonware in a way.
No, you can still buy it. I'm sure you can get it for like $5 on Steam.
Because
it's that old.
Oh, you can just play it on the PC. Okay.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Steam is, that's where you get PC games.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a Steam Deck, you just go on there and look up whatever game you want, like Baldur's Gate and whatever.
But I don't have a Steam Deck, so how do I play Dragon Age?
You can do it on your laptop.
Okay.
So you just install Steam.
Okay.
It's, Steam is free.
So it's not a, like an EXE, it runs in Steam's web browser.
No, it is an EXE.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a web browser.
But can I play
Steam
it on Rest? Can I play it on
Steam? Is like an app store for the computer.
But can I play, if I get it from Steam, can I play it on DOS box or?
It's not that old.
Okay.
In any time there's something like that that they need to do,
yeah.
Steam does the job of making it work for you. So it's seamless integration with modern computing.
Okay.
So you don't have to do anything. So, like, let's say you wanted to play Dragon Age or even an old DOS game that they sell you. They will have modified it or done what they need to do to make it run. So you just hit play. You don't have to know what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's like one of the best things about Steam is that they do that for it. They take all the pain in the ass part out of gaming. The average person can install a Linux and say, forget Windows, I'm done with Windows. I'm gonna do all my stuff on here, which means you get Office for free, you get everything for free, you pay nothing for anything except for video games.
Right.
I have bought software for Linux.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, most everything that you need is free. Like, it's mind-boggling that more people aren't going to, especially with now that they're going to have ad space. And if you have Windows 10 and you don't upgrade to 11,
right,
they're going to start charging you a subscription to keep your Windows 10.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, monthly payment for your computer you want to use.
Windows?
Yeah, you want to use
Windows? Windows?
Yeah.
To keep my Windows?
If you want to keep it, you're going to start paying a monthly subscription.
Come on, man. Is this what they talked about back in the 90s?
No, this is what they've been talking about trying to do for years. And so their way of doing it is we're going to make an operating system everybody hates. Like, it has not been adopted.
Yeah.
At all. Like, zero adoption.
Okay.
And in turn, they're going to say, all right, you can keep your old operating system. You're just going to pay a monthly fee for it.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Or you're going to pay a monthly fee.
Oh, no. We're here with Dr. Claw on his birthday, Dr. Absolito, talking about all the new changes at Microsoft as well, man. Don't mean to be all out on different topics, but this is where we are. Absolito, downgrading since 1980. Absolito! Yeah. Oh, okay. Absolito. Happy New Year. Subscription?
Yeah.
But you know what? I think they talked about this like a while ago, you know? It was like an interview with Bill Gates or something in the 90s where they're talking about the future is going to be subscriptions. Remember this? You're not going to own anything anymore. It's going to be all...
Right, because the only way... Here's the thing. I get both sides of the argument, okay?
Right, right.
Their side of the argument is, okay, we have to constantly develop. We have to constantly maintain the people that know the system. We have to pay for their salaries. We have to do all this, that, and another thing, right? So in order to keep it updated and secured and, you know, all that. We have to pay for that, so we want a subscription. There's been games that work that way, like WoW, for instance, right? Uh-huh. Well, we build this world constantly. We're constantly developing. It never ends. Uh-huh. So you pay a subscription fee, and that's how we afford to do it. But the problem is, the subscription fees, when a game does become popular, all of a sudden, once they get, like, where they're making, like, oodles of money, like, hand over fist money, like, millions of dollars every month. Then they, you know, they don't hire more developers. They don't expand. They may a little bit, but for the most part, they just start pocketing the money. So a lot of games, a lot of places have picked up on how that works. They want to do that with everything. They want to do that with D&D.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they want you to get all your books digitally and have to have a subscription service to D&D 1, which is what they're going to try to do, which works similar to that program that I use.
Yeah.
For how we play online.
See, this is
everything is doing that. And the sad thing is, people are either going to not be able to afford it.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's going to get real expensive real fast. People can't afford it. Or
you're going to run into people just refuse to pay a monthly service fee to things like use their computer. I'm already running into things at work where I see people that are even younger that don't use a computer.
See,
I
now
do everything on my phone.
It makes sense that you actually have books of these things, RPG.
Oh yeah,
Riffs, D&D.
I bought the book.
Right.
I got one online book that I bought online on purpose.
Okay.
You know, to have it built into the
Super Mario. Yeah, keep your books. Yeah. I think that the advantage of learning how to play Magic and then playing it in real person, that's the advantage of the technology. Like, I had to recently download a Pokemon app, and guess what?
What do you mean Pokemon?
The Pokemon, app? I had to download this app for Pokemon, and it plays. You play against the computer. You know, card versus card.
Yeah.
But you learn the rules because it prints up. It has little dialogue boxes on here.
Yeah,
Oh my God, I'm actually learning how to play the game.
Yeah, they do that with Magic too.
Yeah, but this phone.
Yeah, they have that for Magic. They have that for Pokemon.
Yeah, this is it. Look, see? There it is. Pokemon TCG.
There it is. Appreciate.
There it is.
Yep.
Pokemon trading card game.
Yeah, I have that for the computer.
So I'm learning the rules, right? So now you're telling me I can learn it with Magic.
You can.
That's what I'm saying is the... That's the advantage.
I would do the computer one, having the screen that small. While you can do it, it's not as good of an experience. Do it on the computer.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much computer to play that game.
Okay. I'm going to wash my hands here.
Oh. He loves that stuff.
So we keep our books, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, someday, when you can't get it, if it doesn't exist. I mean, D&D, I could see them going out of business making these decisions.
Oh, really?
Because they've invested money in that.
Oh, okay.
And I think that they, put all their eggs in one basket.
Oh, you think they're going to be at risk?
I know they're at risk. They just laid off 1,300 people.
Jeez.
So, and all of them are people that are designers of the game.
Oh.
So.
Game designers. Oh, yay.
Right.
See? We don't know what's going on. Look at this beautiful thing. Oh, since when did you get color ones?
That's not mine.
Oh, whose is it?
Other people are here.
Oh.
They've been here and are coming back and whatnot, so.
Nice.
That is somebody's Switch.
Oh, sweet. This?
That's a pie.
Oh, yeah, nice. Is this your pie?
Yeah, that's one of my
Which pies. One is that? What model?
That's a 4.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. That's sweet.
So, alright. I'm sad that they're out of my favorite ones. Because those are the strong drinks. Like, when you want to go for a ride, you take one of those.
Yeah.
What I brought. What else I brought.
Is that the real Atari? Is that the Mini or what is this?
This is the Atari 2600 Junior.
Oh, this is the case that you want to do up and with a pie.
You said it could be done in an hour. I don't know. I just brought it with to see, you know, what we could accomplish.
Depends on what you want to do.
Yeah, like bore a hole in it or...
Yeah, it's got plenty of holes in it. Did you bring a hot glue gun? I told you needed to do that.
Oh, I needed to bring one? Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, if you want me to actually turn that into something to do with the pie, you need a hot glue gun.
Okay.
How else are you going to put the ports? So you have all the cords and everything you need?
Yeah.
You do?
I brought the CPU.
No, I'm talking about the cords. I might do, maybe I'm not thinking of maybe I don't remember what you want to do with this. You want to put a Pi in this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Pi Zero W, yeah.
Right, and you want to put all the Atari games on it.
Yeah.
And you want these ports to be like HDMI and stuff.
Eventually, yeah. But at least get the CPU housed.
Well, you need to attach it with like a hot glue or something.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to get it then.
You don't have a hot glue gun?
I didn't bring it with.
No. Well, it's cool. I like it. But we're not going to... You're not going to put anything in there. And then you need all the cabling.
Right.
You need... you can do Bluetooth. If you have a Pi Zero W, you can do Bluetooth for the controllers. So you wouldn't need... to do that, but you will need a power supply with a switch because you're not going to want to plug it in and unplug it every time you use the thing. You quit putting your snack under my foot. All right. Bear with me.
Yeah, I'm at Claw's place, so Claw said, yeah, give him a call, see what he's up to.
Oh, cool. What are you guys doing today?
Well, we just ran some errands. We came back. I brought my Commodore 64, and we're trying to find a CRT monitor. We're going to dig out a CRT, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Boy, I wonder if there's any such thing as a CRT to VGA adapter.
I don't have an HDMI. I didn't bring an HDMI adapter with. So, I brought a new RCA cable that my friend now manufactures that allows you to plug in composite into a TV. But I didn't bring I didn't bring the HDMI adapter, so. So,
trying to get my website moved over to a new host.
Oh, okay.
That's the most exciting thing. Working now. And I can transfer all the files.
Okay.
Let's see. SFTP? Does that work? With
this.
I don't remember how to make FTP work.
Transfer protocol.
B-Stick, that would work, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've got how many gigs of web files? Let's see.
By the way, I brought my SD card reader for my 64 so you could see it.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, I love it. Because then I don't have to carry my 1541, you know, and then risk, like, disk alignment issues, you know.
Yeah.
And it's compact. So...
up one level, properties, 12.4 gig, that's my website. You guys gonna be there for a few minutes? Okay, yeah, I'll come on up.
Okay, sounds good. See you soon.
Okay.
Obsoleto. So next week, we got Bill Hurd coming in, and he signed this, you know, along with Jerry Ellsworth and Jim Brain.
Nice.
Yeah, so I know he didn't have anything to do with it, but because he went on with the C-128, but he said, you know, I didn't have anything to do with the 64. I said, I don't care, Bill. I want your signature. So it was on this and then the bread bin. Yeah. So he's going to be talking next week.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
About the 128 and the Ted series. So, you know, after 64.
Why don't you have him sign your 128? Don't you have a 128?
I'm going to bring it next year. This year I'm going to bring it. Yeah, okay. Have him sign it.
That would make more sense.
But I was using the 64, actually. That's why I brought it. Raspberry Pi, what do you have, 400?
I have
with the case, or?
What's the keyboard one, Jonah? The Raspberry
400.
Pi? Yeah, I have 400. One of those. I have a bunch of them at home, but I run my 3D printers off.
Okay. On that, through the Raspberry Pi?
I'm in a train.
Sweet,
right,
dude.
Now.
Yeah,
what are you printing?
Whatever. Last thing I printed was a dice tower for a friend.
Okay, nice.
But, you know, it's nice to, because with Octoprint, it just hooks up to your network, you access it via URL,
and then
you can send files directly to it, but if you have to turn off your computer or restart anything, whatever, it doesn't ruin the printing.
You guard bomb B, I'm a guard bomb A.
I was in Chicago in September at the Vintage Computer Festival. And one of the guys I encountered was an Apple dude.
Well, then screw this.
And he had some laptops, nothing impressive, you know. And then he had a little miniature
plastic
Mac.
Hey, where do I put my smoke bombs? Here, I'm going to put
them. Tiny thing.
Right there?
That sat there. He said he's been getting more people interested in that than anything else. He printed it, and he put a Raspberry Pi in it, and the screen boots up, and it shows Mac.
Whoa.
He's got some kind of like classic Mac
emulator
like we have with the Amiga and all that.
Up,
he runs it. It was so cute.
Now,
I offered him.
Where's the main entrance?
$50, $60, $70, $80, $90. He wouldn't take it.
So how do I pick something?
And then he
back
said,
up?
Email me. He
it?
Never responded, but I know he said, I just printed it on my 3D printer. But whenever that stuff is.
I want to hide like a smoke bomb somewhere.
It goes by fast, you know? So if I were to do any 3D printing or get into it, I literally would just be printing up miniature versions of all this stuff.
Yep.
I'm not even kidding you.
That's not bad.
Just
right
to put my Raspberry Pi in.
Go right on Thingiverse and probably find all of the files for
somewhere in your bomb A somewhere, probably.
Is that what it is? Thingiverse? Okay.
Yeah, Thingiverse was actually started by... was it started by MakerBot?
Oh my god.
MakerBot.
Okay.
And it's just a sharing site for 3D files.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out.
You can go and look at whatever you want.
Solo.
Download it and make it. I mean, sometimes.
I shot McCloud in the head coincidentally, and then I got
ultra. Depending on how people loaded them in, sometimes it's like copyright. Stuff on there, like you can use it to make
supposedly
stuff, but not to sell it or whatever. But most of it's
non-commercial use.
Yeah, most of it's just free game.
Yeah. So the year before, I went with my buddy to Chicago again. There was another vendor. He was selling miniature versions of Atari.
Smoke, so I'm keeping smoke. Tachanka. What do you?
The 8-bit version, the 8-bit models of Atari at the time. He miniaturizes those. My buddy bought it for like $20. And he put his Raspberry Pi in there. It's cute.
Yep.
It looks like a little Atari, you know.
Oh, you have a grenade launcher. That's
man,
what
I wanted to get that little miniature Mac for my little boy. He would have loved
it.
It
shoots multi-times.
You know.
Yeah, I was actually just looking at Raspberry Pi cases on there because I have to make a retro Pi
really?
For a friend of mine.
Okay.
Just to see what they had. You know, they had the Atari ones on there, and they have the NES.
You get the other
ones
one.
On there. I have an NES.
Do we have infinite amount of reinforcements, by the way?
That I bought, not one that
that I made.
Okay. But I've printed a few pie cases.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you have a 3D scanner too?
No.
Okay.
They got a thing so you can use your phone to do the count.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Ridiculous. I mean. This is the time.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the time.
You're in the techie shit right now. It's a good time
right?
to be in. But yeah, I gotta make him. Okay. I gotta make one of those. I don't know if I'm gonna print a case for that one.
I'm gonna go actually in the train to guard this spot.
He's trading. We have a trade deal going for some other stuff, cool. So I gotta get that together for him.
Okay.
How?
Well, that's fun. So you've done some pie cases, but what kind of design?
One of them was for one of the printers, so it had like the extrusion, the aluminum extrusion bars that they built some printers out of. They have the slots in them that are for those little screw posts.
Oh my!
Screws go in and you screw into them so you can attach them.
Yeah.
Ones like that, so I could attach them to that. And printed a new,
jeez,
a new box for.
I just got bumped.
One of my boards, one of my printer boards.
Okay.
I've printed lots of printer parts on there.
Have you?
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things.
That's cool.
It's like, buy a printer and then print all the upgrades. So that's been pretty fun.
Mm.
I haven't done it as much lately, but I did break it out and use it for my buddy and get that going for him and stuff. He wanted a dice tower for his buddy for Christmas.
Can you hear me now? So, damn, is that machine gun?
Are the prices coming down on the resin and all that?
Nope. Resin's still
that camera, how did he get you, bro?
Yeah.
Regular filament is cheap, though. Like, you can get filament for the regular printers for... $15 a roll or whatever.
Can you hear me?
I'm super cool.
$50 for what?
$15.
Right, $15
for 1 kilogram.
Oh, okay.
Roll. I'm also
IQ. I unlocked that.
But what kind of cases have you done for the Raspberry Pi?
I'm still gonna go sledge.
Well,
I'm
printed the
sledge.
One so I can attach it to my printer. I printed a whole box that was for the control board and the Pi and everything else for another one of them.
Nice.
What
about keyboards? Are you able to do that?
Probably, but I haven't.
Okay.
Like keycaps?
Alright, now if they've been...
Really done any of that. If I was going to do keycaps, I'd do them out of resin.
The first, if they've been smoke, then
yeah,
I don't know what else to
you
use.
You couldn't hear me for like a long time.
Besides dark and stuff. I'm starting to like smoke. Smoke's pretty fun.
I'd make a resin mold.
You
want to
see everybody.
I can
see you. Well, if you...
So it scans the bombs automatically when I see them?
Plus, I've seen that there's so many... products out there for people to make custom keyboards. Like, if you wanted to just make your own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you tried to join it on your phone.
There are people already doing it.
I can't imagine. I mean, whatever people are into, but I can't imagine why anybody wants to do that. Because I've looked at the keys. Like, they sell the parts for them. They sell the kits and stuff for
them
at Micro Center.
Yeah.
And they're so expensive.
Oh, yeah, McLeod's the one that gives you shields.
They're just not as good as some of the keyboards you can just buy, you know?
Or whatever. No,
like, I understand some people that want to switch out keycaps and want some special keycaps in special places and whatever. That's fine. But building a keyboard from the ground up, like, I mean, I used to... But before these were easy to find, I used to build these.
So I'm going to go break open that same door.
But mine were never as good as the ones I could find mass-produced out of, out of China or something. They just, like, I didn't have the tooling and stuff to be as precise with everything as they were. And, like, why does somebody want to spend $100 to buy one of these from me when they can go buy one for $50? That's better.
Right.
You know,
you can see your face.
Yeah, the Corsair mechanical keyboards with replaceable keycaps.
I mean,
you can order custom keycaps
for the kitchen right now.
Well, that's what I run. I have the K95 or whatever it is.
All right.
And if I wanted special keycaps for it, I could get them.
And they come with like WASD and Q.
They come with contoured ones for playing games on them.
Yeah.
You want to break that?
If you need me to reset it,
but yeah, I do all the stuff. Shit. Not nearly bam. As geeky as like Jacob is.
Really? You don't go? You're not on that level?
No.
The geekometer?
No, I try to stay away from that level. I'm into all this stuff, and I build computers, and I do all that, but I've never got
into... Hey, that sounds like a geek to me. You
never got into programming. Never got into any of that stuff. Well, except stuff I needed to learn.
Yeah. Yeah, hey. It's all good, you know? Different skills. Some people can't deal with computers, you know?
Yeah, I'm much more of a hardware guy than I am a software guy.
Hmm? Drag me over there.
I remember when they came out with Web TV years ago. Remember this? Web TV. You can plug your computer into your television and check your email. A lot of people bought into that. You know, they wanted a simple way to get in, you know, and this was before telephones.
Well, I mean, that's the crazy part about some of the everything that's changed since we were young.
Yeah. Or
it's
imaging.
So much.
NextCloud.com.
I mean, I don't know. Wow.
But,
I'm really mad that you picked
I'm glad I was there when it all started because I know how to do it all, but I still choose not to.
Thanks for that. In Ultra, you were just sitting on your phone.
Remember when Microsoft came out with e-machines? E-machines would never become obsolete. And you're like, oh my god. Now you go to the store, and you're like, I want the machine that won't go out of...
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I mean, I built my machine, yeah. And my machine will be good for a long time. That's not to say I won't build another one within the next year or so. But
I mean, the label
I'll
on
be right back, then
the
I'm
label
go
on the tower said e-machine, Microsoft. This will never become obsolete! Exclamation point.
Yeah.
When I saw that the first time on the sales floor, I was working at a place like OpsMax in the electronics section. And they were selling this, so we had to sell it, and I was just like, I looked at it. And I kind of knew it was a gimmick, but...
Yeah, because nobody will ever need more than 640K.
Yeah.
Right.
Ever. Now, he was correct. No one person would ever need more than 640K. Because you can write letters, run spreadsheets, and a whole bunch of other stuff on that. But, as soon as people got into, like, graphic design...
Oh, I just bought iPad.
What's that?
I just bought an iPad.
Oh yeah?
I bought it for one specific reason.
For what?
For graphic design. For drawing.
I did too.
Okay.
And then they came out with the update that slowed my iPad down to the point where I can't log into it anymore.
Yeah, well, the thing is
must you bring in a negative thought here? I'm sorry, but...
No, I bought my iPad because I wanted to do one specific thing.
Which iPad did you buy?
Whatever the Apple iPad was at the time.
Well, I mean, things change, man. I just bought the iPod Air.
But it wasn't like I was upgrading my iPad.
The iPod Air for this year is basically the same thing as the iPad... So, last year's iPad Pro... has the same processor that this year's iPad Air has. And they did come out with a new processor, so they came out with the M2. But the M1 is super fast. And like I said, the issue is I was looking at non-Apple alternatives, and there's just not anything that's a non-Apple alternative to the Apple Pencil.
And you know what?
Actually,
exactly. Don't listen to Jonah. He'll tell you otherwise. Okay. But there isn't.
The Apple Pencil is unbeatable.
Sorry, go ahead.
There's two versions of this pencil.
Well, the Air is the second version of the pencil.
We got the finger.
The new version.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I played.
Don't have it in here.
I used it last year.
Hey, everybody.
I used the pencil for the first time.
Oh, is that Lisa?
She is alive!
Hey! Holy cow! She's all done with the corona. Oh, they're getting it on. Oh, Jonah, blank out the screen. They're getting it on.
Oh, the Bruno.
Where's the camera? Is it there?
I can't take you anywhere.
Hey, Rick.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Lisa.
Don't lick the face. You eat cat turd sometimes. No face licking. No face licking.
No, I looked at drawing tablets and stuff like that, and just none of them will do what the iPad can do.
You want drawing tablets?
Create
the drawing tablets
for $15, which is all that program costs, and how in depth it is. I mean, it's just you can't beat it.
If you want something for drawing, the Waco tablet is the way to go.
No.
But
I know a lot of people that draw professionally for a living. They all say to go with the Apple. So am I going to trust my actual like artist friends who make a living doing that, or am I going to trust you?
Oh no, that's not what I'm
saying. I'm gonna go ahead and trust them.
The Waco tablet isn't a screen.
Yeah, but that's why it's not as good.
No,
oh my gosh,
the Waco tablet is a an artist's platform for drawing.
Okay, so
so it uses like different sensors.
So Waco was first at the game. Let's give them that, okay?
Yeah.
They were first.
Doesn't mean best.
No, it was.
I don't like Apple. I hate Apple products. But for this specific scenario,
why don't you have that with you then?
You can't beat it. And the functionality of the pencil because it's pressure sensitive, being able to do shading and being able to do actual like brush stroke with it. Yeah. I mean,
that's definitely the cheapest one I've ever heard of though. Usually it's
not
like
even
a $5,000 setup.
It's not even just the cheapest way. The Air is $500 normally. I got it for $400. The pencil is about $80. So with those two things and the $15 program, you're in. So at about $505, the whole point is I've seen the tablets that hook up to your PC.
Yeah.
The problem with them is I want the screen because I want to be able to look at it and do my stuff and see it. I don't want to have to be doing this down here and looking at a screen to make sure.
Some people like the tablet surface.
Yeah.
Right. It depends on what your comfort is. If you want the tablet surface, fine. You know, because some artists feel like you're doing it on paper.
The screen protector I got is a paper feel screen protector.
Oh, okay.
So it feels like you're writing.
That's
on
crazy.
Paper.
Okay.
But it's, I mean, like I said, I don't like Apple products on a normal basis. Don't like their phones, don't like their computers, don't like their anything. But for these purposes, nothing beats it.
That sounds fine.
The only thing that I find myself doing is if I want to do, like, animation or anything like that. There's animation programs that you can get.
I think he's talking to someone, I don't know. Or I switched back to our
keyboard smash.
I think so.
Keyboard smash does not work downstairs.
Well, what should we load? Galaga?
See that kid that just beat Tetris?
I saw, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool.
It locked up.
No,
I don't know if it was actually
that is beating it. That is considered by the gaming community. It's a kill screen.
Yeah.
They say
he beat the
years.
Game into submission.
Some longer, some shorter.
I saw the score was
Tetris.
All nine. Was,
I don't know about how long Pugs dice in here, but they take.
That's why you just keep playing the old game. People think everything's been already discovered with these old games. That's like no.
He holds the world record on. I think he holds the record on Master Blaster and like a handful of other games.
Oh yeah? Oh okay.
What?
20 more minutes and they'll be ready for you.
For which systems?
He does PC and retro gaming.
Okay.
Holy crap, no.
Retro gaming on what?
Why would you ask me that question?
Not sure what he writes it on.
Holy crap. Some games I downloaded
that's
just
cool.
to see
but
what
I mean,
were.
He had to have an emulator for doing Master Blaster because that's an NES game.
I
have
smaller ones for the kids.
There's really no hookup to current monitors and stuff
if I had space for it.
Yeah, that's why I love the Raspberry Pi. Claw really got me onto it. He begged me for your say, please, please, you love your Commodore 64, right? I'm like, yeah, yeah, please, have all of this, you know, and I like it. If I'm in a pinch, I could use it.
I actually, you know, I used mine, like, when my older son was traveling for baseball, they played out in, like, Red Wing and whatever. So I'd sit in the back of the van with my other son, and I'd bring a monitor and the Pi and the controllers, plug it in, and we'd sit and play Tetris Attack from the old, from the Super Nintendo, all the way down.
Also switching to Windows 6
makes the trip really fast. But yeah, my kids love the old stuff, so they play that stuff with me. But they also love the new stuff. Like
it's gonna take a little bit, so I'll tell you when I'm ready.
Valorant.
So don't join the game.
Fortnite.
What's up?
Everything else.
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
There we go. I like Fortnite myself. I played that all day today.
There we go. There you go.
Yeah, the most recent game I played lately was Claw. Let me play the new Diablo 4.
Mm-hmm. I just haven't had time to do it yet.
Yeah, I'm liking this.
It's
cool.
It's pretty cool.
Private jet
it gets kind of old. There's not a lot of.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of content.
Come on,
like,
man.
You can beat. You can beat the like campaign
very
quickly. And once the campaign is done, it's just all grind.
Yeah, we need to get
to better weapons and everything else. But it's also seasonal, so it's like, all right, you grind, then the season ends, then you have to start a new character and grind again. I'm like, yeah. But I played it a bunch with them. But I also play, I mean, like I said, I play everything else too. So, like, we've been playing a ton of Lethal Company. Because that game is already
cast. It's
funny as hell, dude.
You gotta get all the mods, though.
I have modded, yeah. I've switched to Windows to play modded.
You need the More Company mods so you can have more than four people.
I think that allows you to have up to 30.
I just can't stand for
it. I thought it was like 60, well, you don't have to, but that would be way too many.
Yeah. We're in a lobby like that before.
I haven't seen a mod yet. I'm looking for one, but I haven't seen a mod yet that lets the delivery, the drop ship, carry more than 12 items.
Oh yeah, that'd be actually.
So like,
really,
if
nice.
You have like 16 people on the map, and you need to order everybody flashlights and walkies, that's 32 objects, and you can only put 12 on them at a time. So like, you have to wait for 3 rounds of the dropship to get all of the stuff. That's a lot.
You have to go back and forth.
So if somebody comes out with a mod that lets the dropship carry more than 12 items, then it would be great. And somebody needs to come out with a mod that says you can go to the store, tell it what you need, and then keep telling it what you need until you're done, and then hit the button to drop the ship. Because like, if you're on the company planet, as soon as you hit, yeah, give me 5 walkies, it drops 5 walkies, and then as soon as you hit, you know, give me 5 flashlights, it drops 5 flashlights, but it won't drop them in the same drop. And it just takes too damn long.
Another thing they could do, just while they're, like, in the making of a mod like that, is they can make it so as soon as you order something, it comes right away.
Right, so you don't have to wait for the drop ship?
Yeah. Other than that, we play More Company.
Like, make a vending machine.
Yeah, we like doing custom maps a lot.
Yeah, we haven't messed with that at all, but
Mario 64, right? They have the kingdom as an actual map. We played it. It's
for like the $10 that the game costs. I've gotten so much content out of it for streaming and whatnot.
Oh, dude, I play it because it's super damn funny. I don't see it scary at all. It's just fun.
I tried to jump over a landmine yesterday.
Oh, didn't we already do it that one at one time?
I also had the other day, I got stuck. We were on March, and I was at one of the fire escapes. Giant outside the fire escape, Bracken and Thumper inside the fire escape. I'm like, there's no way out.
I know,
yeah,
I know, I'm mod that'd be kind of funny to get.
Up, so if you want to
it's called Lethal Escape. Have you heard it? Basically, the mods, they're inside the company.
Oh, they can get out.
Oh
no!
Oh
no!
Yeah.
the Skinwalker mod is bad enough with that.
Dude.
The Skinwalker mod, and then...
Do you have the Mimic mod?
The Mimic mod, yeah. I don't think we're not running the Mimic mod right now. We've got kind of a list of mods that people are going to play with us on. So that we don't get, like, issues with, you know, people running. The thing is, they're not really clear on there whether they're server-side or, whether they're server-side or,
Client-side
mods.
Yeah.
So like when somebody goes and runs a server side mod that nobody else has, it just messes up.
Yeah, I know. But I think Yippee, the weird Yippee mode or whatever the hell people really like, is actually client side.
Oh, the. If you know what I'm talking about. The loop bugs?
Yeah. There's also a mod that we've been thinking about making. It's where there's just a bunch of bugs in one spot. They don't do anything. They just run away. And then they just leave every single thing they appear. So it's just a bunch of movement spot.
Yeah.
I've been thinking of making something like that.
I don't know that. No, we've been having a lot of fun.
So, what? Where are we going first? Ready to start?
There should be a new channel.
Oh, and the, I forget what it's called, but there's a mod that shows you exactly how much loot is on your ship.
Yeah, I have that in my modded every single time. That mod is actually, like, the best. I have no idea why people don't always get it.
But that one's client-side, too, so as long as one person's running it, and they can tell everybody else what they have.
I didn't even know. I thought it was like just a mod you had to get.
Are you using the Pi that he gave you?
No.
A different retro Pi that you made?
The image? Yes, I have one of his images. I don't have his new image though, because I don't actually. I do have his new image. I have it on my Pi 400. But I don't have a copy of it on my computer. I have a copy of his old version on my computer that runs on the Pi 3.
Pi 3.
More often.
Right. Oh, okay.
And like the one I make, my buddy is going to be on a Pi 3 because I'm not going to spend $50 on a Pi 4, so I can go for it. Like the whole point was that it's a trade deal. I'm giving him that and a couple of other things, and he's giving me a full crucible setup for that work.
Oh, okay.
So,
you like to stay busy with your hands, huh?
I'm a hobby collector. So I do leather.
Go for it. Blade sorcery is actually pretty cool, after a while.
Wow, work, sewing, 3D printing. Getting into metalwork just for fun.
Very cool.
Built a house.
This person's a fantastic rival.
Wow, that's a great compliment.
I don't think they do. He does, but no, they're fun.
Yeah.
It's.
I bought my wife both first and then the last one.
He's it, man.
Even if you just added double stitching, which I know you know how to do.
Whoa.
That would be about parallel quality for sure.
Go for it.
No, I should at least make some more of those and get some stuff on the get some inventory. I'm making belts. I love making belts.
Make belts?
Yeah.
I thought belts were made by machines.
No, I mean some of them are. They're not as good as the ones I made. Oh, I was gonna print Jonah a birthday present.
Oh, funny. I got Nico in the top.
What?
Hi, Bryce.
So she literally drives like across the street.
I mean, I don't blame her for that. That's just
interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I had them on the phone to talk with you.
Those guys.
I wish there was a mod you could start without having. Okay, McLeod, I bought us two walkies and flashlights.
I'll be on mine.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm old. Hi, Rick. It's me. Hi. I was given a headset. Right, I'm not at home.
Alright, start it. Start the ship. Where are we going?
Where are you feeding us to?
Experiment.
I don't know if I was joking. I said, what are you feeding us to? Not what are you feeding us to? Hi, Bryce.
Don't sprint. Wait for your stuff to arrive.
To one of the more fun problems I've run into with the computer just recently. So, my buddies wanted me to play Call of Duty with them. Right? I didn't have Modern Warfare 3. So, my cousin bought me a copy of Modern Warfare 3. But he bought it for me on Steam. When I always have it on Battle.net. Right? Well, I finally get it done. All ready to go. I open it up. You have to sign in with your Activision account. I haven't used my Activision account in a decade. And the last time I used it,
Oh, dude.
Yes.
The loot room is a
time I used it, I had two-factor authentication on the authenticator app on my phone.
Which you don't have anymore.
Which I don't have anymore. So I had to chase it all down to figure out how to fucking deal with it. I had to go into my email and find my original backup codes from when I enabled two-factor authentication, log into my Activision account with that code, turn off two-factor authentication so that I could password in to my Activision account to play Call of Duty. Now, here's the fun thing. You got Battle.net, you got Steam, right? They don't talk to each other, right?
Yeah.
So, where they do talk, so, like, I've got COD points on my Battlefield, or on my Battle.net account, right?
Loud.
For buying skins and season passes and all of that stuff.
Oh, sorry.
Right? I have money on that account. That money doesn't show up on my Activision account one, right? But if I buy skins on the one, they show up on the other. Level progression goes between the two. So level progression, skins, battle pass, all of that, they communicate. But the money does not communicate. So like if I'm on my Steam version and I go to the store and I see a skin pack or something that I want to buy, I have to log out of there, log in on the other one, buy it, and then log back into the Steam version, and then it'll be there.
Oh, because it would effectively give Steam revenue if they...
Storefronts don't cross.
Yeah. That's funny.
So all of your progression and anything you've already bought crosses because you own it? But
the person who gets the revenue,
the coins,
is, yeah.
Do not.
That's goofy, man.
Right. And Activision has built the two-factor authentication into Battle.net.
Oh boy.
But you still have it on your Activision account too. So it's like,
I found two things.
Double dual-factor authentication. Oh.
Up to you.
It's fucked. Oh, and also, Warzone. I don't have Warzone on the Steam version because I didn't download it yet. So I have Warzone on Battle.net version.
Yeah.
So if I'm playing with my friends and they want to and we're playing the regular and they want to go to Warzone, I have to close out, open back up in the other
Or
re-download it. Because I can't just tell the Activision or the Steam version where the download files are on my PC. Yeah, it's a fucking mess.
Yeah, cluster.
There it is. So, what that does is take the USB drive and it installs a special Linux operating system.
What's that?
Oh,
and then it creates a partition that has the remaining part of the drive on it. And that's in Fat32 format. And you can plug it into any computer, and you just throw ISOs on there. So instead of having to flash an ISO to a USB, you just drop an ISO into this thing and plug it in, and you're done. And you can leave as many ISOs on it as you want. So you can have old copies of Windows, new copies of Windows, Linux copies, everything, and just have a thumb drive that can install anything. You can even put PFSense on it. You could put the version, all the different versions of ESX on it if you want.
You can have one tool that has every version.
Good over there.
That's the other thing about this is I have control over my files, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. You know, I don't have to download it or have network errors.
Well, and that's the problem with all the new stuff is even on single player games where you're literally not playing on the internet, you still have to have an internet connection to play them, which is just one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of.
Right.
Remember the backlash on Spore's DRM?
So,
backlash on Spore's DRM?
Mm-hmm.
And it does a whole bunch more.
No, what happened?
Well, the thing about Spore was they're a bunch of fucking liars anyway. That game was never, like...
Was it vaporware?
Well, no, I mean, they just... That game was in development for a decade. It never, in its life cycle, ended up being what they said it was going to be on launch. So, you know, like, when No Man's Sky launched, and it definitely was not what they said it was going to be at launch, but now it is?
What was Spore supposed to be?
Well, Spore always claimed that it was multiplayer.
Multiplayer, like...
So, Spore was, you started out at the bottom of the evolutionary chain.
Okay.
And you would progress through the game in evolution, and you design your creatures, and you do whatever, and eventually you'd get to space travel, and you could take off from your planet, and they boasted that they were going to have, like, the largest game, like, ever, as far as, like, space and all these planets you could go to and everything else, a lot like No Man's Sky did.
Yeah, it boots up to
But Sid Meier's did that too with
Also, I'm staying the ship this time. I'll stay in the ship this
Alpha
time.
Alpha Centauri.
Yeah. Well, they all right. tried.
That's fine.
They all tried.
A multiverse
whole,
or something. What is it called?
Spore said it was going to be multiplayer. So that, he has a planet, I have a planet, he has a planet, we could actually go to each other's planets.
You have one thumb drive that has, like, every install.
What it was the guys that he designed on his, and the guys that he designed on his, and the guys that I designed on mine, could show up randomly in anybody else's game. But it wasn't like we were controlling
them. A little bit closer.
They just show up as an entity on a planet.
So I get to see, Nick's creations.
He could see my creations, but it wasn't like we could, like, go to space and, like, just battle or any of that stuff. So it was never... They said it was multiplayer, but it was never really multiplayer.
Interesting.
Go into that room down there.
Automated file sharing system.
Oh, really?
No Man's Sky did that, though, too, where No Man's Sky came out. They claimed the same thing. It was going to be the biggest in-game universe ever. And that
you just have
that
one flash drive
everybody would exist in the same
universe.
And the problem was,
they
planned it to be so big
that nobody would ever run into anybody.
They didn't think anybody would actually try to find each other because it was so big.
So then, people actually did videos like dual screen videos where they would meet at a point.
I am right behind that door.
And the other person wasn't there. And that's how the whole backlash against No Man's Sky started in the first place. Because they went to the same position.
No, other way.
Because they had their like...
Forward. No!
It's
the end of the hall.
Not like longitude, latitude,
but
whatever they call it in space.
Because of the internet, too.
Turn around.
They'd go to the same space.
No.
Back in the day, no one would know.
Fix the door.
Right,
and turn around.
If your cartridge didn't work. You know, or whatever, you know, but now it's...
Well, except for E.T.
Yeah.
E.T. was the one thing where everybody
went... There's an item there. It says...
You keep falling through the floor and the screen.
Right.
It says there's an item.
That was the other thing, though,
they made the game in 3 days.
In early game development, your games had to be pretty perfected.
Giant red dot. Oh, it's the blob.
Because somebody buys an NES cartridge, that's what they have. It's got to be on there. There's no DLC, there's no updates, there's no...
Right.
Day zero patching. There's nothing.
Yeah, when it ships, it's done.
It
like they printed
right
it.
The VMware was bought out. You know, with all the virtualization we use.
Mm-hmm.
The new company has
everything you see that we haven't scanned. Otherwise, there's no red dots. You're fine.
Subscription model. No more perpetual licensing.
That's fucked.
So all small companies that bought a license so they could run their company is fucked.
There's got to be some grandfathering of some sort.
Well,
otherwise they'll be
perpetual license.
Yeah, but there has to be some grandfathering of some sort of people who've already purchased perpetual licenses, because if they come back and somebody bought specifically a perpetual license and they come back and say, no, you no longer own it.
Oh, no, your current perpetual license is fine.
You just can't buy any new ones.
You can't ever buy another perpetual license.
Come back and switch with mine, I'll just give you mine, I'll charge yours.
As soon as your hardware dies, your new hardware won't be supported on
keep going forward
the software. So
it's all theft, man. It's all theft.
Okay. when you come back, oh, hold on, there's a red dot.
Microsoft's doing the same thing. Oh, people didn't want Windows 11.
I think it's another blob. Go back, I want to make sure.
Okay.
Well, we don't have to make anything good.
Okay,
we just
I'm
have
starting to see, I'm
star-
I saw
available.
Another red dot. It was
well,
a smaller red dot.
Well, I just
saw sure
that
the
previews for
blob.
Windows 12
and
is
I think
dubbed
the other one was either a coil head or a bracket. I don't know.
Windows XP 2024.
Really? That's what they're calling it?
That's what they're calling it, and it eerily looks like XP.
After that, once you get back,
because
okay, I'll drop
they
my flashlight off, and then I'm going to...
Customers
drop
love
doors,
XP.
Take mine, and
the,
then go back, because I got to go
down.
AFP real quick, okay?
Yeah.
Well, the reason I went to Linux is because Windows 10 was calling home so much that I couldn't use the internet because Windows was calling home.
ET phone like, home.
My gosh, it's consuming my entire bandwidth.
Yeah. Well,
like,
you'd open up...
300 K kilobits.
Windows WMD or whatever it was...
Also, I'll take my flashlight, and I just drop yours in the ship, because I gotta go AFK, right?
Your system assets? Like, what the fuck?
I thought you were gonna say I switched to Linux because of Claw.
No. I started using Linux before he did.
I'm not switching to Linux, because I think the headache of running Linux is worth less than the headaches of running Windows, but that's just me.
I didn't have to install one driver.
Windows for me is easier.
It just worked.
When he was installing all these packages, I'm like, is this it? Is this it? He'd be installing packages recently. Is this it? Is this it? No. Claw's going again. He's installing more packages. I'm like, holy shit! How many fucking packages?
I didn't have to install anything.
We did the new up install of Manjaro on the thing.
Why,
old his
why
old ThinkPad.
Manjaro's a headache.
Okay, you're and he's like, do we remember this? I'm like, let me write this down.
I literally took one thumbdrive, stuck it in my laptop, booted it up, and everything was there.
Oh yeah. I literally took one thumb drive, stuck it in my PC, and because the PC was fast enough, I was booted to Windows in less than like 10 minutes of starting the install.
But I didn't have to install the video card drivers or anything.
Yeah, but you're going to install, like if you're using GeForce, you're probably going to install GeForce Experience anyways, and that installs
the drivers
for you.
By the way, nothing beats this startup screen time. Nothing beats this up. This is instant.
Yep. Because it doesn't have to do a lot of computation to get up to get booted up.
Yeah.
But yeah, my Windows PC right now.
You have Mule?
Not on this disk.
From
let
the
me see.
From the
double
splash
check.
Screen.
Yeah.
To Windows.
There you are.
Takes is like that. The
which
only thing that takes it a long time on a
which
restart.
Did you choose?
Is the BIOS.
Yeah, that's the thing in my laptop. The BIOS takes the longest.
Up, so
otherwise, it comes up instantly.
Whatever the new boards are.
Green cursor.
The the AM5 boards.
Yeah.
The BIOS time on them is.
Oh,
for fucking ever.
You know why?
Yeah, baby.
DDR5 in its spec is parity RAM.
Making you a prize.
Okay.
Which is server RAM.
Yeah.
So part of the reason for the additional expense and additional time is that parity has to be initialized somehow.
They said that they were going to have some BIOS updates that were going to make it faster. But it'd have to get a lot faster to be considered fast.
Wow, my cursor color just changed to green.
Yeah, I see that. Like, what'd you type? You must have hit a key combination, the control cap combination.
Yeah, right?
Nerds, click.
Nerds! Nerds!
Mikey's over there.
Something like that. Nerds!
Nerd. Nerd.
I can't hear the rig. So yeah. I couldn't get the VMware workstation to work the way I wanted it to.
Do you remember me? Do you remember me from that? Yes, we remember you.
How do you find the name of the server?
It's back showing up as something into the public lists again, so I don't know what you do that caused that, but it happened.
You going back or
are
we coming?
I mean, you gotta remember, it's called Nightmare Invention.
See the file browser? Look at the file browser. See? The font is the normal.
Okay.
It's only the cursor font.
That's
I've got to figure out what that
the
was.
The French guy did.
What?
The French guy did BBSA.
You remember me? I was respectful from, last time, yes?
Yeah. The French guy is for BBSing.
My buddy O was on the entire time.
Several
so
BBS
have.
People that are on there.
Did you say Mule?
Nitron. Micro Blaster.
Ass Blasters.
Wasn't that your nickname in high school?
Don't turn around and go straight forward to the end of the hall.
What emulator do you like to do on the Raspberry Pi most?
I'd probably use Super NES the most.
Super? Okay. Which games
right,
do you play?
Right. In the corner.
Mostly, Uniracers and
just went
through it. Tetris Attack.
No, it's not there at all. Mm-hmm. Go back to where you went
my
in there.
Favorites.
And then it should be in the corner. Okay.
I love Uniracers. That game is so good.
I don't know if I played it.
It's a unicycle racing game.
Oh, okay.
Good thing you got out. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I
like
saw
what
that
a track?
Blink of a red
or like wind it through.
It's
go back in, scan it,
like,
and tell me
it's
what
like
it
is. 2D platform style 2D. Tracks.
Alright,
okay.
It went down. That,
like Motor X or something?
It's,
yeah.
It's on the other side of the hall.
Racer X?
You are literally just the unicycle.
Right
oh,
there,
okay.
What is it?
Yeah,
okay.
It's just.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty
2D.
It's very. It's very simple, but a whole lot of fun.
That's cool.
Well, go do your thing now. Now's a good time.
And then Tetris, how does it differ from the original?
Tetris Attack is a.
I gotta do up the one.
Is
for
a. Depending on what level you're playing at, but it's like symbols, and you can only flip them. You can only flip them sideways.
Okay.
And you're trying to make matches and combos. And if you're playing against other people, as you make combos, bigger and bigger combos, it drops blocks on the other side.
Okay.
But it...
Right.
I haven't gotten to that point on the emulator yet, but on the actual Super Nintendo when you played it, you'd bog down the system so much as you were going that as you sent those giant chains over to the other people... The system would bog down, and you'd get forever to match them up. And then they drop. So what you were trying to do is you were trying to make it so when the block dropped, they dropped into combos. And the more you did that, the more it sent the other person stuff. But it got to a point where you bogged down the system so much that you just had forever to make the combos, and it just got out of hand.
Oh wow!
It was so much fun.
Oh.
My kids got pretty good at it, but they still can't beat.
Hey, listen, I've been following the paper trail. I've been putting the clues together like puzzle pieces to a Jenga. It's very rickety at the top. However, that's where you find all the gold nuggets in between you and me. Now, don't share this with man behind the machine, okay? This is some deep stuff, man. Now, listen. What I uncovered is that man behind the machine. Are you ready for it? Are you sitting down? Are you at least propped up against something? Man behind the machine is an artificial intelligence, man. I'm telling you. I've seen the documents. I've tasted the tinctures. I've looked at the files. Trust me. That file cabinet is rusty beyond rust, trust me.
But I have heard many of Man Behind the Machine, so people out there listening, they should listen again and again and again. You know, keep those numbers up, those analytical numbers, and the SEO's going. Make sure you're sharing it. Man Behind the Machine. It's on Spotify. If you're wondering where we're at, Spotify's where you want to be.
Yeah, I figured you'd like the Mr. Roboto song. You are the modern man. Man behind the machine.
You should mix up the Dr. Absolito, Mr. Roboto song. Dr. Absolito, Mr. Roboto.
All right, so listen, hear me out. Now remember, this is just between you and me, all right? And by you, the listener, who this is, this frequency in particular, is only being received by you. I'm very glad it's not being received by Man Behind the Machine. Trust me, I'm ducked down behind a bookshelf in a zoo out here, man. At any time, I could get attacked by a puma, man. But listen, I've tapped into it. I realize that the movie War Games, it's all coming together, man. The movie War Games is based on the real-life reality of Man Behind the Machine, man. No, Man Behind the Machine is not the little boy. He's the computer, artificial intelligence itself. Now listen, don't let this get out. Don't let this get out, and don't let Man Behind the Machine hear this recording.